Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Emor, of course, the Parsha in Vayikra that has all of the Chagim, all the Yom Tovim of the year, and since we're between Pesach and Shavuos, it will be an appropriate time to at least say something about the Yom Tovim as we prepare for Shabbos. Sholosh Regalim Tochig LiBashana, there are three Yom Tovim in a year. Of course, the three Yom Tovim, Chazal, the Torah itself, alludes to as Yom Tovim that come in certain agricultural seasons. Well, we know that Pesach comes in the spring, the Chodesh Aviv. We know that Sukkot comes in the Chag HaOsif, when everything is gathered in from the field. And Shavuos in between comes in the Chag HaKotzir, in the harvest season. What does it have to do with the Yom Tovim? Well, Pesach is the time of Chag HaAviv, the birth of the fruits. The fruits come out, they blossom, and they in Nisan we make brachas on the beautiful blossoming of trees. That's the birth of the fruits, the birth of Klal Yisrael, the blossoming of Klal Yisrael fits very well to be Pesach. Sukkot, on the other hand, Sukkot is the Chag HaOsif, when everything is gathered in. And the Sukkot, of course, is connected, the Sukkot, the traveling, the Masois of Bnei Yisrael, the Anani HaKavu, which brought them to Eretz Yisrael. And of course, it makes sense that the time of the year that represents the end of all the work of the season should be connected to the time, the Chag HaOsif, the Anani HaKavu, that brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Shavuos, however, Chag HaKotzir, what is that exactly? And the answer is this. Chazal tell us that the Haidu Hashem Kitayv Kilaylam Chastay, what we call Halal HaGadol, the Kapitel Tehillim that goes through the 26 Kilaylam Chastays, represent the 26 generations of the world until the Torah was given. In those 26 generations, there was no Torah, and the diverse generations existed purely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. Once the Torah is given, Torah is given, from there on, it's hard work. You have to work on the accomplishments of Torah, and the world exists in the schluss of Torah. And therefore, it's befitting that Shavuos is the time where everything begins, the amelus begins, the hard work begins. In the spring, it's true, a farmer has to plant. But once he plants, he sits back and watches things grow. He may fertilize or water the field, but for the most part, it's automatic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things grow. And it's an easier time. The Gemara says that Rabbis Talmidim, he told them, don't be here in the month of Nisan. Plant, and then come back to learn while things grow, and things will grow. The Chag HaKotzir, everything changes. Suddenly the growing has come to has ripened, has been finished. And now you cut down the fruit, you harvest the fruit, you select the fruit, you separate the fruit, you put the weed out to dry in the fields, you put things into the silos. Suddenly there's a lot of work to be done. That's what happened by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, suddenly there was a lot of work to be done. Now, Torah Shebiksav, for the most part, is the Chesed Hashem. It's easily understood on many levels. Even a child understands it on the simplest level. The Torah Shebarpeh, the Kafaleim HaKigigis of Matan Torah, that's the Amelus. That's what requires hard work. And just like a farmer rolls up his sleeve in the harvest season and says, I'm ready to get to work, so till we have to be willing when it comes close to a Chag HaShavuos and we buckle down for the Chag HaShavuos and we work on preparing for Matan Torah, we have to be willing to buckle down and do the work, not just sit back in an armchair. Some people, they go to a Daf Yomi, they're leaning back. Leaning back, that's for when you're in an airplane going to sleep. That's all leaning back is for. Sitting with a sefer, that's for leaning forward. That's for being involved in the learning, the amelus in learning. And that's Chag HaKotzir. It's the time to buckle down and to get to work. There's an incredible Ramban in this week's parish. And Perichot Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, very Yesodistic Ramban. It really teaches us a little about the wide shoulders of the Ramban in what he says. The Ramban says that when it says Shabbosayim, when it says that the Yom Tovim are Shabbosayim, it's really a general idea. He says it about Kol Malacha on Shabbos as well, and he says the following Yesod. He says there are really two dinim in Shabbos. One is the Lamites Malachis. Shabbos and Yom Tov have certain Malachis that are Osa to do, and those are Osa period. You do that for 1 minute, a person's Chayiv. Then there's the halacha of Shabbos. And Shabbos is that it would have been possible to not do any of the lametes malachas, have your store open, have your needs move from one place to another, done packaging, done all kinds of things on Shabbos. It wouldn't be recognizable as a Shabbos. There's a chiyuv of Shabbos, and to create a shvus, it's a day-to-day of rest. There's no chiyuv for any one particular thing that has to be done. But the Torah is mechayiv us to create a sense of Shabbos and Shabbos and Anyantiv. Kol malacha, not just malacha le'sasim. Kol malacha, everything, anything that creates an avir of malacha, you have to not do. And therefore, the Torah tells us, asu Shabbos l'shabbati, make a day of rest out of my Shabbos. That idea, that nekuda, the Ritva brings in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. He says, Zeu magolius, this is a pearl, Rabbeinu HaRamban Nosan Lanu, that the Ramban gave us to understand. And he's talking there about the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where to get a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not climb a tree to get a shofar, it's a deraisa, climbing a tree. Climbing a tree is an issur d'rabbanan. But the issur d'rabbanan and Shabbos are much more significant, much more chamer. Each individual act may be an issur d'rabbanan, but the idea, the concept, is something that has a tremendous chaimer. And it's something that we need to appreciate. On Shabbos, we say, we make a shvus to shvus, a drabanon onto a drabanon. Now, it could be, b'makim tzarek adol, what matter is shvus to shvus. But generally, there's a shvus to shvus. In Kala Terakula, we don't say gzera le gzera, we say gzera gzera layam, you know, we don't make double gzera. On Shabbos, we do a shvus to shvus, the gra, the Seif Simen Shemem test points this out. And the idea with the Ramban is that Shabbos is different. We're commanded to create Shavuos. We're commanded to create a certain mood on Shabbos, a certain sense of Shabbos. And that idea, the creating that sense of Shabbos, the sense is the aside of the Ramban. The Ramban expands on this in the Drush L'Rosh Hashanah, the popular prints of Kol Kisvei Ramban, page 218 to 219. There's some say there's a number of tshuvas. Where he talks about this idea. He talks about the Ramban. And the idea is an important idea. That Shabbos, the Drabonans have a special significance, a special chaymer, the Yisuri Muktzah, should learn out of Psukim, out of Psukim and Nechemiah. That very few Drabonans, you learn out of Psukim. And here we learn out of Psukim because it's so close to being a Deraisa. This may explain why there's Yetzaharim Yuchedes on Shabbos, to do Amir al-Akum, to have Goyim do Malacha for you, which of course is also, and everybody should know Amir al-Akum is the name of a type of Aveira, not the name of a mitzvah. And yet, there's a special Yetzirah to get a guy. Now, there are cases of getting a guy is mutter, but it's not a blanket hit. So the idea of the Drabana is to create a certain sense of Shabbos, a certain Shavuos on Shabbos, and I saw a Hezber, maybe it was Ramesh, I don't remember who, he explains why Shvus to Shvus is Mutter B'mokim Tzar Gavol. B'mokim Hefsid, we find. B'mokim Hefsid, certain things are Mutter. B'mokim Tzar Gavol, when a person is uncomfortable. But since the whole idea of the Shvus to Shvus is to create a certain sense of Shabbos, so, not matter everything B'mokim Tzar, but in a place of great Tzar, so there we're going to be Matir, a Shvus to Shvus, a double Shvus. So this is an idea of Shabbos, the aside of the Ramban, that the Drabbanans of Shabbos being different. So we have one idea, Legabe the Shalosh Regalim, one Legabe the Shusei Shabbos. Let me end with a little piece on the end of the parasha, which is, of course, the Mekalel, the person who was Mekalel, and the Galgun Chayvai Rechayav, through him came the parasha of giving Misa to a Mekal. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in jail. The Mishmar, the Faresh, Lahem, Alpi Hashem, to say what to do. So Gemara in Sanhedrin, and of Samach Dalit. As you know, somebody who, God forbid, sacrifices his child to the Melech of Eidah Zaris, Chayiv Nisa. Gemara says, Hevek kol Zarei l'Melech, Rachman l'Tzlan. You have a man who all his children he sacrificed to the Melech. Potter, he's not Chayiv Nisa, Shedema Mizaracha. From your children, all the children, that is no Chayiv Nisa. A Pella. One child is Chayiv Nisa, all his children he's not. The Smag in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Loisa Seimem, says that he did such a big aveira, there's not enough of a kapara. It's one thing, a person did a terrible thing to sacrifice a child to the Melech, but all his children. It's not enough of a kapara. We don't give him the smisa. We haven't created yet an Olam HaZeh Dika'inish that will be a kapara for him. So the idea of the Smag here is that an aveira, a punishment has to fit the aveira. If the aveira is worse, so we don't know if the punishment applies. The same thing by the Mekalel Hashem. By the Mekalel Hashem, it's Kal v'chaymer, Mekalel Avir is Chayim Yisra, Mekalel Hashem certainly. But the suffix is that enough? Is that adequate? This is the aside of the Smag. So it brought in the Sefer named Yivarach Yisrael. He could have brought the same aside from the Mashah. The Mashah, Sanhedrin says, that why ain't Einchim Min Adin? Why don't we punish people from a Kal v'chaymer? So the Mashah says, I believe they end up somewhat valid. Because the Einish has to be a Kapara. And if you did a Kal v'chaymer, if something's a Kapara for a smaller Einish, certainly deserves it for a bigger one? No. Maybe for the bigger Einish, it's not enough of a Kapara. This is a very big sign that the Torah doesn't punish just l'shem punishment. The Torah punishes when there's a tikkun in the punishment, where there's something, some positive development happening or potentially happening in the punishment. When the potential for a benefit, that's where punishments make sense. It's a very important lesson to know. Now, sometimes a punishment has to be a deterrent, but that's really not the ideal. The ideal is that a punishment should be a constructive experience for the person who's being punished in a way that accomplishes. And so, three ideas in 15 minutes, look at that, really worth our time. Yitz Hashem to incorporate these ideas into our menu of Torah that we have coming for this coming Shabbos Kodesh. Let it be a wonderful Shabbos. We're very worried about Achenu B'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. May we be zeichet to rachamei shamayim. A good Shabbos to one and all.